The recording has started. You may now begin.
Thank you very much, Nick. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the new GTLD subsequent round discussion group on the 8th of June 2015. On the call today, we have Brett Fawcett, Jeff Newman, Mason Cole, Stephanie Duchesneau, Dietmar Landon, Avi Doria, Ken Hansen, Susan Payne, and Christina Rosette. We received no apologies for today's call. And from staff, we have Steve Chan, Marika Koenig, Lars Hoffman, and myself, Matthew Peregrin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Brett.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for joining. I'm not surprised that we have a very light set of attendees today. I think we have a very light set of things to cover, so perhaps that's appropriate. Let's get started now, and I'll ask if there's been any updates to statements of interest that anyone would like to call our attention to. Well, hearing none and seeing no hands in the channel, I'll turn it over to Steve to talk through the final edits on the deliverables. Steve?
Thanks, Brett. Hello, all. This is Steve Chan from staff. And so what is projected in the AC room is just the charter. So there weren't any changes to the executive summary or the matrix, as far as I recall. And what was changed to the charter was relatively minor and was discussed over the email list. But we can go over those in detail here. So actually, I think I'm going to sync the document so we can all be looking at the same thing. So scrolling down, and there's a suggestion to be a little more explicit about in this different TLD types section to be clear about the annual fees versus a little bit further down where it talks about the application submission fee. I don't know that there was any argument against any of those changes, but those are in that bottom section. In group one, there was a request to add an item noting that an existing registry, the specific example was a dot brand, if they were to apply for an application in the subsequent procedures round or subsequent round, that there should possibly be a different application process or a more streamlined process for those type of applicants. So we made it a more general registry operator that's fully meeting and fulfilling the requirements of the registry agreement. So that's noted, again, in the bottom of group one. Scrolling down a little bit and moving down into group two. Actually, let me stop and see if there's any questions or comments related to those edits. Hearing none and seeing no hands in the AC room, once again, move into group two. The first section of edits are in the reserve name section, and it's to note the addition of some specific examples of changes to the string restrictions. So the request was to add the two letters specifically, so that's added in that section, in the reserve name section. And then the also substantive change is to the geographic names, or to add geographic names, and that's mainly to note the that there is possibility of some work related to geographic names, but also to note the work of the CCWG for use of country and territory names at the top level. And I believe that's actually there's one other change near the bottom here. And I'm just reading through it again because I forgot what it says. Yes. It's just to note that if there are substantive changes that the possible future working group PDP working group would suggest that they should take into account the effects that it might create or the uneven playing field that is a possibility of creating drastic policy change. So once again, stopping to see if there are any comments or suggestions or discussion related to the edits, which are relatively minor. Seeing none, I guess I'll turn it over, back over to you, Brett.
Okay, thanks. Well, those are the changes that have been made over the last couple of weeks. Were there any comments or suggestions that people had put in that you didn't see made that you would like to see made? Susan, go ahead. I see your hand in the chat. Susan, you may be on mute. We can't hear you. Okay, Susan. I'll why don't you raise your hand again? I did see the hand raised. I did see it go back down again. Why don't you raise it again when you're ready to try it again? Let's see. Anyone else? Any other comments, thoughts about things that should have been captured that weren't or weren't captured correctly? Well, we'll hold Susan's place in line and move on to the next agenda item. Let me. Yeah, Susan, I see you're typing. We do see we do see you active in the chat. So if you can't connect the voice, maybe a text message is the best way to get us your comment. Anyway, on the next bullet point, we have a June 14th document and motion deadline for our council meeting in Buenos Aires if we hope to meet it. my intention is to follow this call with sitting down with Steve and working through a draft motion that we can present to the council. I will send it to this group before we send it on to the council. Again, I think it should be fairly non-controversial. It will basically just say, remind the council that they created this discussion group last June at the London meeting, that we set about our work, that we have come with the attached deliverables, the charter and the issue sets and the explanatory document, and that we would like to have a vote for an issue to for the creation of an issue report. I think it will be very functional and not really have any discussion of the issues involved. So look for that very soon. If there are any comments, please look for that and know that we've got a very short fuse on it when you do receive it, because it does have to go to the council by the 14th, which is less than a week away. So we won't be able to have a full week's eyeballs on that. Any questions or thoughts about the draft motion? Anything that you think it needs to say? Steve, I see your hand.
Thanks, Brett. This is Steve again. I just want to note what's being projected in the AC room right now. It is the request for issue report. It was circulated on Friday, I believe, to the group. So that's going to accompany the deliverables of this group as well as the motion that Brett was discussing. And so I think this is more for informational purposes, but feel free to take a look, and we welcome comment on this document as well. Thanks.
Good. Thanks, Steve. Which takes us to our final bullet point, is our face-to-face meeting in Buenos Aires. I'm hoping, Steve, remind me of the day and time.
It's this is Steve again. It's Wednesday, 11 to 12 local time. I don't remember the date exactly, but it's 11 to 12 local Buenos Aires time.
Okay, I've dropped that into the chat there. We will have an hour to meet. I would expect that we would give a very brief summary of our work for the people who are there. I expect that there will be people who are there who have not been part of the discussion group, but who are generally interested in the work that has been performed here and in next steps, what's going to happen once we create an issue report and possibly a policy development group. I imagine that we'll give an overview of our work and then open it up for questions, and I think the question period will be longer than the presentation period if it works the way I think it probably should. So I'm hoping that we'll have a panel up front where members of the group can sit, and then if we have more members of the group than we have sort of seats in the front, then we can all gather around. But I don't want it to be necessarily led by me and Steve and Jeff and Liz. I think I would hope that anyone who's been part of the group can help answer questions and field things as they come up. Does anyone have any suggestions about things that they would very much like to see at this one-hour session in Buenos Aires? All right, well, I see no hands. I see Susan's typing, so we'll hold it open here for a minute. Well, Susan, I see your first bullet of group three point. Do you see that, Steve?
Thanks, Brett. I was just going to note Susan's comment. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So, Susan, we'll take account of your comment by email, and that may be... easier way to handle it. Let's see. Well, that's all I have for today's meeting. Talk through the edits for the last 2 weeks. Talk through our motion deadline that is upcoming, and our plans for Buenos Aires. Sort of move to all of their business. Is there anything that anyone would like to raise that we haven't covered for the call? Susan, I take note of your comment. I think it's a good one. I'll pass that to Steve and see if we can get something like that implemented for the title of the session. All right. Well, seeing no other comments and seeing nothing in the chat, we'll close it today. We'll obviously continue our work by email. So if there's anything that people would like to cover that we didn't get to today, just please drop a note into the mailing list. Thank you all, and I hope to see many of you in Buenos Aires. Natalie, you can wrap up the call. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brett. Nick, you may now stop the call recordings. This concludes today's call. Have a good day.
That concludes our conference call for today. You may now disconnect.